We'll begin reading in verse 7, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. The Bible said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. I really want to zero in on verse 11, call your attention again to verse 11. John talked about a group of individuals that overcame him. Of course, that him is mentioned in verse 9, the great dragon, that old serpent, the devil, Satan, the one that had the ability to deceive the whole world. John said there's a group of people that overcame him, a group of overcomers, and he gave us the secret to their success, if I can say it like that. He gave us the key to their ability to live an overcoming life. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise God. I want to talk to you about overcoming him. Overcoming him. Would you stretch your hands this way and plead the blood and ask God to help us and walk among us here tonight? In Jesus' name, church said amen. I'm not going to try to prove to you what I feel like it or when I feel like this happened. And I know there's probably very, very varying opinions. But I really want just to stay real simple and preach from verse 11 about overcoming the wicked one. We're living in that hour that Paul talked about, that hour that would come upon all the earth, that time that he described as perilous times. That word perilous in the Greek means dangerous. Amen. A perilous way is a way that's marked by hidden dangers. And those of us that are living in this generation, especially that are a part of the church here in America, we understand that Satan has made it as easy to sin as possible. We're surrounded by hidden danger on every hand. We're living in a dark time. It's a very dark place that you and I have been thrust into. But I want to tell you something. The church ought to be shining as bright or brighter than she has ever shone before. The darker it gets, the brighter the light of the church ought to be. Can you say amen? Amen. These individuals that John talks about in the book of the Revelation, chapter 12, that overcame the wicked one. They overcame the devil. They overcame the one that deceived the whole world. They too was living in a dark time. They was living in a dark place. But they had their mind made up. They had their hopes in Christ. And the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I know that it's a very elementary message, but I feel like it's not being preached enough among us. And I think that we need to get back talking about the blood in this last day more than we've ever talked about it before. There's a lot of different preachers, and you go to the Bible bookstore, you can find all kind of books on how to be an overcomer, and this man says he's got the secrets to defeating the devil, and you walk down the aisle, there's another book that'll give you the secret to living a successful life, and on and on and on it goes, a multi-million dollar a year industry, a telling us them books, but the Bible makes it so simple, so plain that all of us can understand it. He said they overcame him, and the first ingredient to being an overcomer is the blood of the Lamb. Can you shout amen? Amen. Listen, it doesn't matter how many Bible verses you can quote. If you're not covered in the blood of the Lamb, you will never be an overcomer. It doesn't matter how many years you've spent seated on a holiness pew. If you're not washed and covered in the blood of the Lamb, you will never be an overcomer. It doesn't matter what your daddy's last name is or how many camp meetings he's preached. You've got to get covered in the blood. You've got to get under the protection of the power of the blood of Jesus if you're going to be an overcomer in this life. Hallelujah. It bothers me that so many of our people are struggling. It bothers me that so many of our people are falling. So many that are like a dog returning to its vomit, or a sow that's been washed to a wallowing in the mire. Amen. There's lots of things I feel like I could preach about here tonight. Reasons why men go back. But I want to tell you something. If you stay with the blood, stay under the power of the blood, amen, you're going to be able to make it. Amen. Through the snares of the enemy, you're going to be able to make it through the battlefield of this life. If you stay with the blood, you're going to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ." Hallelujah. Peter reminded us that his blood is precious blood. Years ago when we first got saved, my wife won't mind me telling you this. I've told it before she's told it. She struggled reading. She was one of those high school children in the 1980s that graduated high school but couldn't read. She couldn't read a paragraph and tell you about what she had just read. She had some much trouble trying to sound the words out. She couldn't comprehend what she was reading. We got saved and she got under a burden to read the Bible. Amen. And amen. We was going to a church. We got saved in a very liberal, very worldly church. And the pastor there recommended that she get her a New American Standard version of the Bible. She said that'll be a little easier for you to read. She got to trying to read through that thing and it dawned on her. Amen. She had a lot of confidence in her old grandma. Her granny was a wholeness woman. Come on now. And she got to reading through that New American Standard Bible. And she said, "Wait a minute. This don't sound like the one that grandma used to read to me. I want the kind that grandma had." Come on now. We got to investigating and we found out that grandma had an old King James version of the Bible. Come on. Say amen to me right here. We went and bought her one. She went to fasting and praying. She said, "God, I'm not going to eat until you teach me how to read your word." You know what God did? Taught her how to read the Bible. Amen. She homeschooled two children. All the way through school, taught them both how to read. Come on now. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. If you're hungry and thirsty, God will help you. God will bless you. And he'll keep you. Glory to God. Amen. That New American Standard Version of the Bible, I got to comparing it years ago with the King James Version. There's a verse in the book of Colossians, amen, that says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." That's what the King James said. That New American Standard said, "In whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins." Did you notice anything missing? Amen. You know what this modern world wants to do? They want to do away with what they refer to as our slaughterhouse religion. They don't like anything about our bloody religion. Come on now. But I've read this book. Come on. This book said, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission." Come on now. We've got to get back to the blood. There's a crimson red cord that runs from the
book of Genesis all the way through the book of the Revelation. One man said, if you cut this book, it'll bleed. Come on now. You know why? There's Jesus on every page. Jesus in every chapter. Jesus in every verse. Come on and help me, somebody. Praise God, I'm glad for the blood. They can take it out of their song books. They can remove it from their Sunday school literature. But I remember being alienated, far off, enemy in my mind by wicked works. But he's brought me nigh through the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody praise him for the blood. Hallelujah. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. John would say in Revelation 1, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the power of the blood. Glory to God. Hey, Brother Mike, it was the blood that set you free. You know what? It was the blood that took me off the bar stool and put me on the church pew. It was the blood that took a fifth of whiskey out of my hand and put a Bible in it. It was the blood that put a new song in my mouth. It was the blood that changed my way of living. Thank God for the blood. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Oh God. Jesus is having the Passover supper. It'll be his last time eating this meal with his disciples. Matthew chapter 26. He had broke the bread and blessed it. Explained to them the meaning of it, the significance of it. Verse 27 and 28. He blessed the cup and he began to pass it around the table. And he said, drink ye all of it. Hallelujah. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Praise God. I don't know how you feel, but I'm feeling like I'd like to drink all of it, the whole cup. Come on, say amen. The songwriter said it. You've heard it. We've sang it. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious. Oh, precious. Oh, precious. Here's the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Lift your hands and praise him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Romans 3 and 25, the Bible said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. He's talking about Jesus and the precious blood that was shed on Calvary. These songwriters they try to romanticize what Christ did. And I heard a songwriter, he wrote a song that's singing about the blood that was spilled on Calvary. Anytime I ever spilled something, it was an accident. The Bible never said he spilled his blood. He said, I shed my blood. There's a big difference. He gave it freely, brother dude. He laid down his life freely. Gave his hands to the hammer and the nails. Gave his side to the sword, praise God. And with every drop of blood that fell to the ground, it screamed in the mouth of hell, remission, propitiation, salvation, justification, sanctification, through the glorious blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be an overcomer? You get under the blood. You get to where the blood of Jesus is. Hallelujah. My mind began to race when Mike came to the altar. I got to thinking about all that I did, all that I used to be. Amen. If some of y'all would have knew me then, you'd probably wouldn't invite me to preach this meeting. I come from a long line of drunks, punks, and skunks. That's right. I ain't proud of that, and I don't say that boastfully. Amen. But I am the first Teague in our clan to get saved. Come on now. Huh? The very first one. Amen. I ain't been the last in either. Amen. Since that time, I've got another Teague standing there, born again, preaching the gospel. Come on, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Come on, you're going to talk to me while I preach to you here. Amen. You know what? That ain't going to be the last one. We're starting a heritage. You know why? The lions have fallen unto us in pleasant places. Glory to God. Amen. After a while, I'll have a little grand boy that'll say, my Papa Teague is a holiness preacher. He's one of them blood preachers. He's one of them that preaches about the blood.
Stay with it. Stay with the power of the blood.
Amen.
Don't quit talking about it. In this society of much opposition, this generation that you and I have been thrust into, when they try to downplay who we are. I tell you something. I listen to some of these other guys preaching. I know my place. I'm just a cornfield preacher. You hear me? I'm just a country boy, cornfield. I can't say them big words. I have trouble saying Mephibosheth. Huh? I'll tell you what I do know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that nobody can ever, ever, ever take away from me. Amen. I went to the fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And I plunged beneath that flood, and I lost all my guilty stains. Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody bless him. Somebody praise him right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're living in a world, amen, that would downplay and try to withstand the preaching of the blood and the witness of the blood. I'll tell you what, you got to shout to this world. You cannot go to heaven without being washed in the blood. Muhammad cannot take you there. Buddha cannot take you there. Confucius cannot take you there. If you're going to go to heaven, you got to go God's way. And God's way is Jesus. God's way is the blood of his only begotten son. Amen. You've got to go Jesus' way. Come on and praise him, somebody. Power of the blood. Amen. It's not hard. It's simple. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave him as a gift to rebellious humanity. He gave him. He gave his only begotten son. When he got here, he gave himself. He gave his back to the smiter. He gave his cheeks to those that would bruise him and spit upon him. He gave his royal brow. Listen, they didn't crown him with a royal diadem and bow down and holler, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. Their wicked hands planted a crown of thorns and shoved it. Hey, they didn't just place it on his head. They crammed it down on his head and they mocked him. They put a reed in his hand. Hail, King of the Jews, come on now. But after a while, he's going to come back. Amen. And on his vesture and on his thigh, there's going to be a name written. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, praise God, and he's coming because of his blood. Oh, hallelujah! 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 Glory to God! Oh, glory to God! Hallelujah! Glory to God! They overcame him. Hallelujah. You know, I've been studying about some of the martyrs. It was brought up. I'm interested in our modern day martyrs. It was brought up already in this meeting that Boko Haram, they are busying themselves in North Africa, cutting the heads off of people who name the name of Christ. Had a woman get saved in northern Cameroon years ago. And you know that Boko Haram been crossing the border from Nigeria over into Cameroon, over into Niger. The armies of Niger and Nigeria and Chad
and Cameroon have come together now in an effort to try and combat them and hold them in one little spot. They're militant Islamist extremists. That's what Fox calls them. You know what they are? You know what they are? They're just living their faith. Just like you're supposed to be living yours. They believe the teachings of Muhammad like you believe the Bible. Muhammad taught death to the infidel. Huh? Big difference in him and Christ. Muhammad said, repent, convert, or die. I'm going to kill you if you don't believe what I got up on that mountain. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. But he said, I'll prove to you how right I am. I'll prove who I am, how much I love you. Amen. He laid himself down on a cross. Instead of killing you, he let them kill him. Come on, say amen. But thank God he had the power to lay his life down and he had the power to raise it back up again. These modern martyrs, many of them in different parts of the world are living under extreme persecution. We had a woman get saved in northern Cameroon. She made her break with Islam. She had 5 children. And in Cameroon, polygamy is legal. Polygamy, if you don't know, that's being married to more than one wife. Wives over there can't have a bunch of husbands, but the husband legally can have 5 wives. I told him that ain't biblical. No man serve 2 masters. Hallelujah. I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. Of course, the Christians do not practice that, but the Islamists do. And this woman, her name is Sister Delphin, gave her life to Christ. And her husband whipped her and beat her and beat all 5 of them children. Not once, not twice, but almost on a daily basis. Trying to get her to recant. Leave that Jesus alone. Leave that preaching alone down there at the little holiness church. And go back to worshiping Allah. Huh? She took her stand. She said, I'm not going to give up on this Jesus that's been so good to me. Her husband, he had multiple wives. He put her and those 5 children out in the street in that predominantly Islamic community that she lived in. She was an outcast, might as well have been a leper. Nobody would help her. Nobody would take her in. Come on now. The last time, listen, that's probably been nearly 12 years ago. It's probably a dozen years ago at least all that happened. Last time I was in Cameroon, I was in a service worshiping God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost moving. I saw Sister Delphin and them 5 children sitting about halfway back in that national camp meeting. I seen her hands raised toward heaven and big hot tears running down her face. Come on now. She made up her mind. I'm going to be the blood bought. I'm going to be the redeemed. I'm going to get a determination. No matter what it cost me, I'm going to run on with Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said in the word of their testimony. Huh? I read over in the book of Malachi something that interested me about the word of our testimony. Listen to what the prophet Malachi said in Malachi chapter 3. The Bible said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Reckon what they're doing. I believe they're testifying about the goodness of God. Amen. That's talking to one another about what God has done for me today. You ever been around anybody like that? Doesn't matter what the conversation starts out on. It always comes around to how good Jesus is. How good God's been. Hey, I want to be one of them. Praise God. Amen. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They testified. Amen. Trying to encourage one another. Trying to edify one another. Trying to build one another up in their most holy faith. Amen. And the Lord heard it. He heard it. And he began to write their names down. And he looked down and said, blessed, they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. If you're going to be an overcomer in this darkness we live in, you got to get a testimony. You got to protect it. You got to cherish it. Huh? You got to tell the story. Come on now, don't get quiet on me. It bothers me when I see folks sitting in a holiness church 20 years and I've never heard them testify once. Don't everybody shout at once. I'm trying to preach to you here. Huh? It bothers me when folks claim the Holy Ghost 15 years. Amen. The song just get right, you know. The preacher gets tuned in just right, and the prayer bells of heaven begin to ring, and they'll shout across the front of the church and sling their hair down and talk in tongues and just have a big time in the Lord. Amen. They claim the Holy Ghost, but they've never shared their faith with anybody. I'm wondering if all that tongue talking's real. Because a real Holy Ghost will make you a witness of Jesus. Come on, say amen. He ain't just to jerk you and snatch you and talk you in tongues and walk you across the backs of the pews. Oh, that's good. I believe in that. I'd like to do a little bit more before this service is over. Huh? But the reason he came is to make you a witness. Amen. Christ said in the book of Acts chapter 1, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You're going to testify about me. As a matter of fact, he taught the disciples and you and I when he has come. He's talking about the Spirit of truth. He's talking about the one that will guide you into all truth. He's talking about the Comforter, the one that will abide with you forever. He said when he has come, he'll not testify of himself, but he'll testify of me. Testimony. It's already been mentioned in this meeting this week. Several pastors have already stopped testimony services and shut them down for fear of men bragging on the devil more than they brag on God. Huh? I'll tell you how Sister Mary Steelman handled that. Sister Mary Steelman was a part of the Church of God that Sister Teague and I ended up in. We got saved in a very liberal, very worldly church, but God led us over across to another town after a little while. We had a hunger, desire for God as another Church of God, but they were wholeness people. They were sanctified people. Come on now. And we got a lot of help there. Sister Mary Steelman, she's an old-time Church of God woman, wholeness woman, bun lady. You know what I'm talking about. She had the fire. You hear me? She had the genuine. And she didn't put up with folks bragging on the devil. Some of them old-time folks, they didn't mind just jump up right behind you and straighten all that out, what you just said. Sister Steelman was one of them. Huh? And her pet peeve was folks lifting up the devil. So you can just imagine my surprise on a Sunday morning when Sister Mary Steelman jumped up and said, "Brother, I want to testify." He said, "Go ahead, sister." She said, "That devil's been trying to ride me all day long." My mouth must have gapped open. Sister Steelman's talking about the devil. She didn't stop there. She never slowed down. She said, "The devil been trying to ride my back all day long." She said, "But I give him a rough ride all day." Hallelujah.
and she shouted, and she danced, and she talked in tongues. Come on now. Hey, give him a rough ride. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about God. Tell somebody about his goodness. Tell somebody about his mercy. Testify. Testify. Lift his name up. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and praise the Lord here. Glory to God. Won't you testify right now? If you're born again, won't you just look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm saved. Woo! Tell somebody else, I'm saved. I'm saved. I've got it. Praise God. I'm born again. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I've been washed. I've been redeemed. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Saved, 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 saved. Come on and praise him, church. Come on and give him glory. She's acting like she's saved. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah to God! Oh, God. Save, save, save. Go on, mind the Lord. Mind the Lord. Go on, obey God. Go on, let him help you. Go on, testify. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thought about the power of a testimony. You got to thinking about Naaman the leper. That little handmaid that worked in his employ. It's actually his wife's handmaid. Naaman was a great man, the Bible said, but he was a leper. He was the 5-star general of the Syrian army. And that leprosy was eating his life away. A little bit at a time. There was a little Jewish girl that had a testimony. Living in the home of that great man. I want you to understand, she's in Syria. She's separated from Israel. She's separated from her people. She'd been snatched away from her mom and her daddy. She's not surrounded by brothers and sisters. She is a slave in a foreign land among a people that worship pagan gods. But she had something living inside of her. One day, I don't know what she's doing, the Bible don't say. One day she's walking through the house, maybe dusting the furniture, and say something come up about Naaman, how desperately he needed something. You know, he's going to die. He's such a good man. He's going to die, and they're all them servants are talking to one another, you know, like they do. And she's doing her work. She's minding her business, and all she said was this: would to God my master could get over to Samaria, because there's a man of God over there that could heal him of his leprosy. Come on now. Hallelujah. And her life had such an influence. Her daily living, her daily walk with God had such great power that them few simple words she said made it all the way back to the ears of the master of the house. Hey, that little Jewish slave said, you can get healed if you go over to Samaria. Her words were so weighty, he loaded his chariots with gold and silver, precious things. And he took a caravan out of Syria all the way to Samaria, to the house of the prophet of God. How much weight does your testimony carry? How many people have you moved toward God with the life that you live? Huh? That's the things I've asked myself. How many people have I influenced? How many people have I turned off? There's a lot of people that know what I don't do. A lot of people know where I don't go. Come on here. They know about the things I do not participate in. I'd like to influence somebody with the love of God. I'd like to influence somebody with the power of the blood of Jesus. Come on now. I'd like to influence somebody's life and get them out of a pagan situation over to Samaria where the man of God is so they can get the healing that they so, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost that they so desperately need. Hallelujah. Amen. I want a testimony. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not careful to answer thee concerning this, O king, but we want you to understand something. We're not going to bow over to your golden image. We're not going to worship your idol. We want you to understand that you might throw us in that fiery furnace. Our God is able to deliver us out of that burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Testify, praise God. Testify, glory to God. Job's friends standing around looking at him. Amen. Accusing him of sin. Accusations flying. Amen. When things start going bad, that's usually what happens. Folks start sending accusations. I read to you about the accuser of the brethren. We know who he is. Satan, that old dragon, the serpent. Come on now. Amen. He's the one that accuses us day and night. Are you going to help me while I preach to you a little bit? Amen. Old Job's just sitting there in that pile of ashes. His wife's quit him. Amen. His friends have given up on him. And he rises to his feet and says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, praise God. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep testifying. I'm going to keep loving him. Lift your hands and praise the Lord here. Come on around, musicians. Somebody come around and get ready. I'm going to quit here. I wanted to talk to you about being an overcomer. I'm going to touch on this last point. I feel like it's time for me to stop so we can come gather in this altar. And I really feel like there's some more Brother Mikes here that'd like to pile in here and pray a while. I'm going to tell you how you're going to make it, Brother Mike. The blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and then you got to love him more than you love anything else. Bible said, they love not their lives unto the death. There was something greater pulling on them than this present world. There was something more precious to them than this world and the things that it could give. They reminded me of the people I found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Bible gave us the roll call of the heroes of our faith. Talked about men like Abraham and women like Sarah, men like Noah. Amen. Mentioned various different ones that we've looked to gain strength in time of need. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 and 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Glory to God. Amen. Their mind wasn't full of this life. Their mind wasn't full of their business affairs and making money and what the stock market's doing. Their mind wasn't full of where they came from, what God had brought them out of. Their mind was full of that heavenly country, that celestial city, that final reward, glory to God. And they confess, we're strangers. We do not belong here. We are pilgrims, praise God. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Hallelujah. I wanted to ask you, what's your mind full of? You got to fall out of love with you. This ain't about you anyway. It's about Him. It's all about Him. One more scripture and we're going to come to a close. Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Philippi. He says in verse 7, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Now, like the beginning of verse 9, he said in verse 8, "that I may win Christ and be found in Him." Praise God. Woo! You talk about being an overcomer. When the devil comes to your address and he gets to pushing on the doorbell, wouldn't it be good for Jesus to answer the door? Huh? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be so deep in Christ that if the devil gets to you, he got to come through Jesus? Huh? I want to be found in Him. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Only one way to do that. The blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. I've got to fall out of love with my life and this life. I've got to fall in love with Him. Lift both hands here and praise Him, would you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm really anxious to get into this altar. I feel like somebody's wanting to pray. Paul gave us that infamous list we've all preached from, 2 Timothy chapter 3. We've heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it. He talked about these perilous times that we're living in. And he began the list of the characteristics of humanity in the last days by saying this, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." But this group I've preached to you about in Revelation chapter 12, they wasn't a part of that bunch. They wasn't in love with their self. Huh? Sometimes I wish I was a double barrel preacher. I can't sing a lick. If I could, I'd go to singing, "There's a Higher Power." Praise God. Walk it, talk it, sing it, shout it. "There's a Higher Power." Glory to God. I'm glad, ain't you? Come on, don't look at me. Ain't you glad that this ain't all there is? Ain't you glad there's a heavenly home? Ain't you glad there's a celestial city? Ain't you glad, praise God, through the power of the blood, we can make it there? Glory to God. Wave your hands and praise the Lord here. They're going to get ready to sing something. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me all over this place. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for somebody in particular right here tonight. I'm looking for somebody that's not where they need to be with God. I'm looking for somebody the Spirit of the Lord has touched in this service. Maybe you're here tonight and you're a backslider. Maybe you're here and you've drifted away from the Lord. Maybe you're here tonight. You're from another church, maybe another group, and you've realized, I'm not where I need to be with God. I want to tell you something. These altars, they don't belong to the Martinsville Church of Truth. These altars belong to God. I know the folks well enough to know that this place has been sanctified to Him for His glory and for His honor. If you feel like you need to pray, be a good night for you to step out right now from where you are. Begin to make your way from all over this building up around these altars. I want you to come right now. Come on. You feel like there's a tug in your heart pulling you to come pray. I need to get close to God. I'm not where I need to be. I know it'll take a hunger. It'll take a desire inside of somebody to step out in front of everyone here and say, I need something from God. But that's the ones I'm looking for first. I want you to be the first wave to come to this altar. I need something from God, Brother Teague. I've been living on a shaky place. Amen. I need some solid ground. Amen. Brother Teague, I need to rededicate some things to God. I need to consecrate myself to the will of God for my life. You're the one I'm looking for. Come on, get in this altar and let's talk to Jesus about this. Amen. Before these saints come, I want you to be the first group to come. Come on. I need to dedicate myself to Christ, Brother Teague. I need to give my life to Him. I need to consecrate myself to Him and His will for me. I want to be under the blood. I want to have a testimony. Hey, I want to be an overcomer in this wicked world we're living in. Amen. They're still coming. Is there others? Come on right now. Thank God for these young people coming. Thank God for these young people. Hallelujah. That's right. These altars are open. Come on. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I feel like we're going to have a move of God right here. I believe somebody's going to get help in this altar service. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Amen. If you need anything, come on, let's gather in here. Maybe there's some Holy Ghost filled people that come help these pray. Come on, let's gather in.